T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First off, when did you first get word of it, and what was going through your mind as you heard about this?
Well, within the organization, the American Coaster Enthusiast Organization, several of us have various contacts here, there, and everywhere, and we became aware of the rides going up for sale through Apex, which is the park owner of all the parks that are happening. This is happening to. They put out a bulletin to other amusement parks that certain rides were for sale. And that was the first time Ace heard anything about anything going on with Fantasy Island. And, you know, that's a red flag. When you see lights, when you see rides going up for sale, it's like, well, sometimes it's the yellow flag. It's like, okay, which one of our favorite rides are they going to sell, and what are they going to get to replace it? But when it just listed a lot of their rides, most of what we call the flat rides, like the Tilt-A-Whirl, the Scrambler, those type things. When we see all of those on a list, it's like, this is not good.
With these rides being up for sale and Fantasy Island closing for good, what would be some of the fate of some of those rides? Where could some of these rides that are up for sale, where could they end up going?
Oh, they can go anywhere in the country. Well, actually, they can go anywhere in the world. Other parks that have closed or other parks that have decided to sell rides to replace them with something else, there are websites out there that the industry is familiar with where you can list rides for sale. Prime example, Hard Rock Park in South Carolina, which really was only open for one season, opened again for a second season under a different name, but ultimately closed. They had 3 or 4 very large roller coasters, all of which went to, of all places, Vietnam. They were steel roller coasters, which are easily disassembled, and you know, you set new footings in the new location and you can reconstruct the rides there. So any kind of ride that was up for sale from an amusement park can literally go anywhere in the world. The rides at Fantasy Island, chances are they will go to smaller parks throughout the country. I cannot speak for any park in particular where they might go, but chances are there's a park out there that does not have a Tilt-A-Whirl that would like one, and Fantasy Island has one, and they can make arrangements to sell it to the other park.
Small parks like Fantasy Island, closing, selling rides, how much of a trend are we seeing around the country with regards to these facilities closing down or selling rides?
Sadly, the smaller parks are finding it difficult to stay afloat. Operating an amusement park is a very expensive organization. You know, just taxes, payroll, insurance, trying to find help to run the rides, to run the concessions, to run the games. All of these things can be very overwhelming for a smaller park. So when we see a smaller park giving up, essentially, we understand almost as much as we are saddened by the park closing.
Fantasy Island had the Silver Comet roller coaster ride, but that's not the original Comet from Crystal Beach. That's in Lake George. For someone who has gone on rides, I'm sure you've been to Fantasy Island a number of times. What nostalgic attachment is there to amusement rides, whether it's the Silver Comet here at Fantasy Island, the original Comet from Crystal Beach, or other rides from amusement parks gone by?
The Silver Comet is a great loss because the company that made the Silver Comet, which is the Custom Coasters International, did not make that many coasters in the time the company existed. It's yes, it still exists. I'm going to say it is as opposed to it was. It is a great ride. It ran beautifully. The park took care of it all the years that they had it. And the Silver Comet is a great loss, not only to Fantasy Island and to the locals, but to the entire coaster enthusiast organizations that exist throughout the world.
And for Fantasy Island, the memories are not just the amusement park rides, but some of the attractions. And from your experiences there at Fantasy Island, what were some of your fondest memories?
Oh, I live in Massachusetts, so it's not exactly in my backyard for me to visit there often. I've only been there twice, but both times have been within the last 10 years. So I know it from a more recent perspective than from the original park. And both times that I was there was for a American Coaster Enthusiast event. And we would have what they call extended ride time or exclusive ride time, where they would open the coaster up for us before the park opens, or once the park closes to the public at the end of the day, we would get to stay an extra hour or so just to ride the Comet or the other coaster that they had, the spinning coaster that the name escapes me right now. The Comet was a great ride. Absolutely great ride. Lots of airtime, good speed. It wasn't the tallest or the fastest coaster in the world, but it was a perfect coaster for Fantasy Island. Between the size and its location, just backed up against the woods the way that it was and the way that it ran around the backside of the park, it was just perfect.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.